Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tev Zayin. We're beginning 9 lines from the top, Tev Zayin Omer Aleph. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Henry Siegel, whose yard site is today. And also, I just got some late yard sites. This is already from earlier in the month. Learning Le'ilu Nishmas Bella Weinstein and Jean Bloom. All the Nishons we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. So again, we begin 9 lines from the top, Tev Zayin Omer Aleph, with the words Tana Rabbanim. We quote the following Brisa. Shisha Dvarim Nemru B'Sheidim. There are 6 things that are said about this entity known as Shadim. Shadim are something that we don't really fully have a comprehension of. They're existent even today, but we don't understand them. As a result, they're really not something that is a central part of our lives. And again, in rare situations where you have Shadim involved in certain things on a Kabbalistic basis, but for practical purposes, this is something that was very much in existence in the time of the Gemara. And the Shadim were an entity that the Kosh Baruch created on Erev Shabbos. And the Shisha Dvarim, there are 6 things about the Shadim. 3 of them, they're like the Malachi Asharis, in 3 ways they're comparable to human beings. Shlosha k'malachei Asharis, the 3 ways they're comparable to the Malachi Asharis are the following. 1. Yeshlem k'nofayim k'malachei Asharis. They have wings, just like the Malachi Asharis. We spoke the other day that the Malachi Asharis had 6 wings. Then they were diminished to 4 wings. B'ezus Hashem, the Meir B'Yemein, Moshiach comes, they'll have 6 wings again. And the Shadim also have wings. And that enables them to toss in misofa olam v'atzofu k'malachei Asharis. They go fly from one end of the world to the other end of the world, just like the malachim can, just like the angels can. And 3, the yodin masha osilios k'malachei Asharis. They know the future. They know what will be, just like the malachei Asharis know the future. More questions: this really yodin sokadaita? Do the shadim or even the malachim know the future? How can you tell me the shadim know the future? The malachim don't even know the future. So Ella, what does this mean? Ella shomim me'achori apargo. They hear things from behind the pargo, behind the mechitza in Shemayim, just like k'malachei Asharis, just like the malachim do, and therefore that's what they know, what they hear about the future. It's almost as if they got a notice of this. So the malachim sometimes get this notice, so too do the shadim sometimes get this notice. That's the 3 ways the shadim are like the malachei Asharis. In 3 ways, they're like bnei adam, they're human beings. 1, ochlin vishosin, they eat and drink. That's considered 1, kibnei adam, just like human beings. The shadim have to eat and drink. 2, parin v'ravim kibnei adam, they procreate just like human beings do. Shadim are able to have relations, sometimes with human beings, sometimes with other shadim, and they're able to procreate as a result. And then 3, umesim kibnei adam, they're not immortal. They are capable and will die just like human beings die. Tells us this, why don't we compare them to other things that they're like human beings? For example, we're going to say in a moment that they have to go to the bathroom and they have to sleep. So Tells us says this is all subsumed, this is all included in the items that we just mentioned. Now, Mark continues in this price with another set of 6 things. Shisha Dvarim Nemru B'nei Adam, 6 things are said about human beings. Shloshik Malachi Asharis, Shloshik V'Hema. In 3 ways we're like the Malachim, on a high, lofty plane, but in 3 ways we're like an animal, like a lowly animal. Shloshik Malachi Asharis, Shloshik V'Hema. Now, Shloshik Malachi Asharis, in what way are we like the Malachim? So 1, Yeshlem Das K'malachi Asharis. We have independent thought. We have Das. We have human understanding, and similar, the angels have a certain level of das as well. 2, we walk in an upright fashion, as opposed to behemos, they walk on all fours, so we stand upright, just like the malachim stand upright. And 3, and we speak Hebrew, or have the capacity to speak Hebrew, just like the malachim, they converse in Hebrew. Those are the 3 things that human beings are like the Malachi Asharis. And in 3 ways, we're like a behema. Shlosha k'behema. 1, ochlim v'shosim k'behema. We eat and drink. We have physical obligations, physical restrictions, if you wish. Just like an animal has to eat and drink, so too a human being has to eat and drink. Parin u'ravin k'behema. 2, that we procreate just like the animals procreate. And 3, motzim rei k'behema. We have to defecate. We have our waste. We have to get rid of them from our body. And in that way, we're comparable to the animals. Now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Kol mistakol bi'arba dvarim rosui lo shelo bali olam v'chulei." So we said there were 4 things that, if you think about them, or look into them, it's worthy, it's appropriate that a person would be better off if he hadn't been born into the world. It's not good for him to think about these things. It, so to say, is a negative if a person thinks about these things. So 3 of them are very understandable. Bishlama mala 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 mato mala ochar l'chayai. I understand that. To talk about what's above the world, what's below the world, these are things that are incomprehensible to us. And likewise, mala ochor, and what will occur in the future. So these things are also inappropriate for a person to think about. They're beyond our ken, they're beyond our ability to understand, have the capacity to understand what is above us, what's below us in the world, and what will be after this world is done. So that's something we shouldn't be thinking about. It's better off that we don't think about that. It'd be better off if we didn't come to the world if that's what we're concentrating on or thinking about. Elo lefnim, what happened beforehand? My dahava haba. Why is that so terrible? Whatever happened, happened. So the Gemara says, no, that's still a bad thing. Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, both Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar, Damar Tavai, both said the same idea. This would be like Moshe Lamelech Bos Vadam, like an earthly king. Sha'amal Avodav, he tells his servants, Benuli Paltrin, go build me a palace, Gedolin Al Ha'ashba, that it should be raised up on top of what was previously a garbage dump. Right? You have all these places around New York, I'm sure they're in other places in the country as well, they have these reclamation sites that originally had all sorts of waste products there and dumps, and they beautify them and they make them environmentally suitable, and they build cities and they build all sorts of nice structures on top of them. So it's pasnish to know that what was here previously, this was a dump. So therefore, the marshal Malach Bas Vadam tells his servants to go and build me a palace on top of what used to be a garbage dump. So Hochu Banula, when they go and build it to him, ain't no something Shemelech Laskir Shem Ashba. He doesn't want to have any reminder that this once was a garbage dump, that this once was a unpleasant area. He just wants people to see the beauty of it. So too, the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to say what was here beforehand, what was the garbage dump, so to say, that the world was built upon. So we shouldn't think about that. In the Hagos Yaivitz, he brings down from the Bereishis Rabbah in the discussion there about previous worlds. And he said that this is what this is referring to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created some previous worlds and he destroyed them. And this is what this Ashba refers to. It goes in accord with the Teferis Yisrael that we mentioned as well. How do you go explain fossils and how do you go explain prehistoric creatures and prehistoric man? So all of this could easily be explained through some of these ideas from both the Yaivitz and from the Teferis Yisrael that we learned yesterday. In any event, the Gemara continues and says, we quote the Mishnah, Kol Shelo Chosal, quote, Kono, Rosri Lo Shelo Bol Yolim. If a person doesn't honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't care about the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also, it would be better off for that person if he didn't come into the world. What exactly are we referring to over here when we say, Lo Chosal, quote, Kono, my he? What is this referring to? So Rabbi Abba Omar, Rabbi Abba tells us, down the Stakel Bakeshes. This is if somebody looks at a rainbow. Now, the rainbow is something that was brought into this world as a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world once with a marble, and he said he won't do it again. But when he brings the rainbow, again, this is an idea that we're worthy, unfortunately, of being destroyed. We've done something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, whoa, I'm going to wipe you out, and therefore the rainbow is a reminder that we deserve to be wiped out, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doing so. And therefore, when he brings the rainbow, so we're not supposed to look at it. It's not a good thing to look at a rainbow. People get excited to see a rainbow. It's actually a bad thing. So a person shouldn't be staring at a rainbow, contemplating the rainbow. Never, if he looks up the sky, sees a rainbow, he should have a pachad go through him and say the bracha, of course, and the person should not stare and glance with intensity at the rainbow. So therefore, a person who does that is not caring about the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covenant has been diminished because he had to bring a rainbow. That's the first opinion for Rabbi Abba. Second opinion, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Amar has over Adeira B'Seiser. A person who doesn't care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covenant is a person who does an Adeira when he's alone. In other words, he won't do it in public because he's afraid of what other people will say. But when he's alone, then no problem, because only God knows, and he's not caring about God. So that's a person who doesn't care about God's cover. All he cares about his own cover, and he doesn't want other people to know what a wicked person he is that he does this of everybody. He doesn't care if God knows. It's a similar idea with a ganav and a goslin. A goslin is a tough guy. He doesn't care if people see that he's robbing somebody, beating somebody up, or doing something horrible. I don't care about you. I don't care about God. So that's horrible, but it's less horrible than the person who does stuff surreptitiously. He wouldn't steal in public because, I'm afraid what other people will say about me, but he doesn't care about God. He steals in private, and therefore he's not concerned about the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what Rav Yosef tells us. Now, where do we see sources for these two opinions? So, Mistako, but Keshes, that you're not supposed to look at the Keshes, and that is a demonstration of not honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you really stare at it for a long time, they'll see it. That's based on the philosophy from Yecheskel. It says, Kemare HaKeshes HaShiyeh B'anon B'yom HaGeshem. It says that the appearance of the sky on the day after the rain, so that is Kain Mari Hanoga Sovid. That's like the appearance that you have around HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mari Demus Kvod Hashem. So therefore, when you're looking at this, it's as if you don't care what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's appearance is, so to say, that it's something that's minimal to you, it's not important to you, and therefore it's a diminution of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered. Number two is Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Omar, he said that Zeh Over Aver B'Seis, a person sins surreptitiously, since privately, without letting the whole world see him. So that's like Rabbi Yitzchak. We have the source for that from Rabbi Yitzchak. What did Rabbi Yitzchak say? Don't Rabbi Yitzchak call over Rabbi Yitzchak, sir, kilu dolchik ragli shchina. If a person does a sin without everybody knowing about it, so he's basically saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know about it either, kaviyocho. He's saying that I'm pushing away the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had yesterday the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on a throne and that the feet are on the footstool of the world, the shrafraf, shenemar. This is based upon a pasuk in Yeshayah where it tells us, kol mar shem ha-shamayim kisiv, aris ha-dom raglad. This is the pasuk we brought down yesterday. So if the person sins, as if he's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's feet aren't in this world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know. So that's a diminution of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. Now, we had this Gemara recently in Moed Katan, and we asked the same question that we're now going to ask over here. Really, Ini? Is it so that a person should go and not sin privately? It's better that he should sin publicly? No, of course he should sin privately. Rabbi Loa Azakin said, Imroa Adam Shiitzro Mizgaber, love if a person sees that he's Nebuch, not able to defeat his Yetzahara, and his Yetzahara is tempting him, and he's going to fall and do certain aveira. So don't do it publicly. What should you do? Yelech l'mokum shein makirin. So go to a place where nobody knows you. V'yobash shchorin, put on black clothing. V'yisati shchorin, put on over your head a black clothing. In other words, you shouldn't be arrogant. These are types of clothing that aren't normally worn in a b'chavadik way. And then, when you're in a, so to say, humble position, if you still can't control yourself, the whole idea, according to many, Tosis brings down this discussion. Some say no, so do the Aveira in this way if you can't control yourself. Others say no, by doing all this, you won't do the Aveira. And the Chas V'Shalom is Rabbi Loa Azakin telling you to do the Aveira. Anyway, two different ways of looking at this. And he says, go and put yourself into this humble position. Go away. V'yasim ha'shali b'chofi. To do it when nobody's around in a different place. And in this way, you're not going to be v'al yachal shem shemayim b'fes. You're not going to make a public desecration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So Gemara says, here you see that you're not supposed to go and do things wrong in private. That's a diminution of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cover. But here it says that if you can't control yourself, then do it in private. So don't do it in public. So it seems to be a steer. It says lokasha. It depends. Hold the motzi kayif leil yitzrei. Hold the lo motzi kayif leil yitzrei. So our Gemara says don't do things in private. It means if you can control yourself, so don't say, oh, well, I'm doing it in private. It's not such a big deal. No, it's terrible. So don't do sins in private. And what Rabbi Loa Zakin is telling us, if you're going to be unable to control yourself, so certainly don't do something in public that causes a chilul Hashem. Better to do it in private. It's only between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's terrible. It's wrong to do it. Or in the hope that if you do it in private and you go to another city and dress up in black, maybe you'll be able to go and overcome Yetzara. But certainly, that's only referring to a person that's unable to control himself. Now we have a couple of statements that are going to be made over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nachmani, said over in the name of Reish Lakish. So Darish, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nachmani, Meturgimene, the Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nachmani, the son of Rabbi Nachmani, who was the Meturgimene of Reish Lakish, he said the following statement. Here's the first statement. He says, call him a stock of a social dvar, main of chaos. If a person looks at three things, it's going to make his eyes weak. So what are these things? Bakeshes, that we already discussed a little bit, and we'll bring down the psukim again, because that's either an image of the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or that it's a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the world. Ubenasi, you shouldn't look at the Nasi, we'll see in a moment. Ubekahanim, you shouldn't look at the Kohanim, when they're duchening, we'll see, and we'll explain this a little bit more. So Bakeshes, we bring down the pasuk that we just said, Dixiv, Kemari HaKeshes, Sir Yehi Be'anam, Be'om HaGeshem, Hu Mari Demus Kvod Hashem. That's at least if you're looking at the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not supposed to stare at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, this is a incorrect thing to do. And if somebody does this, so his eyes will become weak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give his eyes to go and do these things. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away, so to say, your sight. He'll make your eyes weak if you do this inappropriate thing by looking at the rainbow. That's number one. Number two, you shouldn't look at the Nasi. He said, but Nasi, where's that? Based upon the Chsiv, we have a different pasuk over here from Bamidbar, where it tells us, V'nosata mehodcha olav, that Moshe Rabbeinu put his hold, his glory, upon Yoshua, who would take over from after Moshe Rabbeinu left. Now, therefore, you see that this hold, so that's as if it's giving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu onto Yoshua, so it's improper to go look at that and stare at that. Hamistakabu Kohanim, number three, you shouldn't go look at the Kohanim. That's only Bisman Shiesh Shabes Hamidish Kayim. That's when the Bes Hamidish is around. Show you Om the Malduchan, Umavarchan is Swab, Shem Mavarish. When we're Duchanim, the Shem, they would say the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says Kaviyachal, the Shechina was right above their fingers, and therefore you shouldn't go look at that. And therefore, anybody that looks at these things, it's as if they're looking at somehow a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's improper for a human being to go and look at that. Tosfos has a whole discussion over here in Dira Maslo about Kohanim, Bizmach Beis HaMikdash Kayim, as to whether you can look today at somebody duchening or not, if there's certain abnormalities of the hands, is that possible them from doing the kohuna? And this is an important sugya, halacha l'maisa, in Shulchan Aruch, ayin in this Tosfos, and in Shulchan Aruch. Another statement we have from this Amora, Darish Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nachmani, Metugim on the Reish Lakish. He was a Metugim Reish Lakish, and he dashed in the following. He said, "My deceit, what does the pasuk mean? It's the pasuk in Micha, where it says, Al Taminu Vereya. Don't trust in a Reya as a friend. Al Tivdechu Bialov. And don't trust in a leader, in a person who's an Aluf, a general, an important person. What does this mean? And now, at the end of this pasuk, we're going to dash it in a few moments as well, so I'll read it now. Guard the doorways to your mouth from the person who's lying in your chayk, in your bosom. Now, let's dash in the first part of this pasuk, and then we'll get to the second part of the pasuk that I just read in a few moments. So, if the Yetzahara tells you, Chato, go and sin, but don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kind, merciful God, and he'll forgive you. So then, Al Tamin, don't believe that nonsense that your Yetzahara is telling you. And again, we have words over here, Shnemar Al Tamin Bereya, so that really is repetitious, and the Bach deletes this. And he says, Dein Reya, who's this friend? El Yetzahara, it's Yetzahara who's always with you. We see this from the Pasuk in Bereishis in Parshas Noach, where it says, "Ki Yetzer Lev Ha'adam Ra Mine'urav," that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in this Ra, this Reya, inside of you from your youth. The Yetzer Hara is present for the person at birth. It says the Yetzer Tov only comes when you're bar mitzvah. And then he then says, "Ve'in aluf." Then it says the second part of the pasuk. It says, "Al tiptichu bi'aluf." What is an aluf? In aluf el akosh baruch hu. Aluf is the general. Shneimar. This pasuk tells us over here, and this is also from Yirmiyahu. Aluf ne'urai ata. That we say you akosh baruch hu are aluf. So the Gemara says we shouldn't go and trust in the aluf. What does that mean? Shema tomar mi meid bi. That you're saying, "Ah, akosh baruch hu, he's not going to get me in trouble because who's going to testify against me?" So the Gemara says, no, don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be able to, quote, punish you because he can't have anybody giving edus against you. No. Abnei Beso, the stones of your house, Vekoros Beso, and the beams of your house, Shalodim of a person, Heime Edimbo, they're going to go and testify against you, as the Pasuk in Chabakuk says, Shenemar, Ki Eden Mikir Tizok, the stones from the wall will yell out and say, "You're a Russia, you did this, you did that." The Chofis and the Eitz Danena, and likewise, the wood chips from the trees, from the beams, they will go and say, "Yes, you did such and such a transgression." Now, that's the opinion over here that we just brought down. However, the Chachamim disagree, and they give a different source. They say, "Nishmaso shel adam ida," not that the stones of your house or the beams of your house, the wood of your house, will go and testify against you, but your own neshama will go and testify against you. Nishmasu shel adam idabo is going to go and come and testify you also from this same pasuk in Michoshinemar, Mishocheves. This is the pasuk I mentioned before, the end of that pasuk, Mishocheves Kekecha Shemor Pisrei Picha, from the one who is in your heart, so to say. So make sure that you protect your mouth. What does that mean? So Ezo Hidova Shishocheves Bechekel Shel Adam, what's inside of you, so to say, in your bosom? Heviyama is a neshama. This is a neshama. And you have to protect yourself from the neshama that shouldn't testify against you. In other words, make sure that your neshama has nothing bad to say about you. Do good things. And Mora says, Heviyama is a neshama. This Mishocheves Chechekel, the one that's sitting, sleeping, staying inside of you, lying in your bosom. So that's who you have to go protect yourself, i.e., don't do bad things that he'll tell on you. Finally, Rav Zrika Omar, Shnei Malachei Asharis, Hamalavin. So this refers to the two Malachim, right? When we say Shalom Aleichem on Friday night, so we say Tzeischem L'Shalom Alechei Shalom, these two Malachim that are with us, we welcome them, Boachem L'Shalom, Baruchuni L'Shalom, bless us. Some don't say Baruchuni because the Malachim aren't blessing us, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some don't say Tzeischem because they don't want the Malachim to leave. In any event, the bottom line is that a person has these two malachim, referred to like the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. If you come home and everything is set beautifully, the Malach Hara has to say to the Malach HaTov, it should be like this next week, the Mora tells us. And likewise, unfortunately, it's the opposite. The Malach HaTov has to say to the Malach Hara, it should be like this next week. In any event, these two malachim that accompany a person, Rav Zika says, Hein Me'idimbo, they're going to be the ones that will testify you against you in the future. Shinema, and he brings down the pasuk from Tehillim, where it tells us, Ki Malachov Yitzava Some people say this on Friday night, right after they say the Shalom Aleichem. So these malachim, they will be the ones to watch you and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did you or did you not do well? Now, finally, we have one more opinion. Now, the Gemara says we have the Chachamim, but the Mesoras Hashas says it should be V'yesh Omim, not the Chachamim, but V'yesh Omim. There's another opinion that says, Evar Shel Adam, the limbs of a person, may the Bodhavi be the ones that testify to HaKadosh Baruch Hu against you. If you did Rachmol, it sounds something wrong. Shenemar, as we have another pasuk from Yeshaya that tells us, V'yatem Edai, you will be the limbs, you will be my Edim against you. HaKadosh Baruch says, Num Hashem Vanikel. Hashem, I'm your God, and your own limbs are going to go and testify against you, Rachman Lislan, if you did something wrong. Okay, this brings us to the next Mishnah, very famous Mishnah. The Mishnah here discusses the first Machlokas. Tosus brings down that until then, there really weren't Machlokas. And even though there sometimes were disputes as to what the Halach should be, they always were able to resolve them. But this Machlokas about whether you do smich on an animal, pressing fully on the animal, certain korbanos that you had to do this, is a docha yantiv. So this was a famous Machlokas that went through generations. And we have the famous Zugos, in Pirkei Avos, so they had this machlokas. This was the first machlokas. Ultimately, in the time of Hillel and Shammai, there were additional machlokas, and then with the advent of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, unfortunately, the Talmidim were not on the same level, and many machlokas in came. In any event, we start off over here. We have the Girsa Yosi, but it really should be Yosef ben Yoezer Omer. The correct Girsa should be Yosef ben Yoezer, as you see in the Masoras Hashas. So he said, Yosef ben Yoezer says, Shalo lismoch. On Yontif, you don't do smicha, you don't lean with all your might on the animal. The animal is not allowed to have smicha done to it when you bring in carbon on Yontif. However, Yosef ben Yochanan, Omer lismoch, his partner, we have the Zugos over here. First one usually is the Nasi, second one is the Abbasin. We'll see sometimes it's flipped around over here. But these two great Zugos are in disagreement over here. This is the first machlokas. So Yosef ben Yoezer said that you don't do smicha, and the Av Beis Din, he was the Nasi, the first one, and Yosef ben Yochanan, he is the Av Beis Din, Omer Lismuch. He said that we do, in fact, do smicha. Why aren't they referred to as Rabban, or Rebbe, or Rab? So this is a very interesting idea, that it's like in the secular world, the Havdil El Hadolos, if somebody reaches such a claim, they're just known by their first name. So we have Lahavdil, again, El Hadolos, by us, so the Shoftim, the Nevi'im, you don't say Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yeshaya, Rabbi Yechesko. We call them by their names because they're so great that, so to say, any title that we put in front of them is no good. Moshe is Moshe Rabbeinu because we put a title after him, but we don't say Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu. And Aaron HaKohen, we put a title after him to describe him, but we don't say Rabbi Aaron. So there's some people that are so great that they don't have a title. We refer to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We don't say Rebbe Avram, Rebbe Yitzchak, Rebbe Yaakov. So without a title, that's a higher level. Then the next level is Rabban. So you have Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rabban, that's a higher level. Then you have Rebbe, that's the person who got smicha. And then you have Rav, the Amoraim and Babel. So they refer to as Rav, they didn't get smicha. So that's the hierarchy, if you wish. So in any event, the Zugos did not have a title in front of them. They were very, very, very great. So Yosef ben Yoezer says, don't do smicha. Yosef ben Yochanan says, you do smicha. The next generation, Yoshua ben Prachi, Omer Shalom Lismoch, he was the Nasi, and his Av Beis Din, Nitai Arabeli, Omer Lismoch, he said that you should do smicha. So again, the second generation over here of the Zugos, so they also have this machlokis about yes smicha on Yontif or no smicha on Yontif. The third generation, Yehuda ben Tabai, Omer Shalom Lismoch, Shimon ben Shetach Omer Lismoch. So again, according to our Mishnah, so Yehuda ben Tabai is the one that said Lo Lismoch, and he was the Nasi, and the Av Beis Din was Shimon ben Shetach, who said you should do smicha. The next one is Shemaya Omer Lismoch. Shemaya said you should do smicha, and Avtayot, he said Shelo Lismoch, Omer Shelo Lismoch. So again, the fourth generation, they had the same machlokas. In the fifth generation, originally there was no machlokas. Hillel and Menachem Lo Nechleku. We know what Hillel's opinion is, but we don't know Menachem's opinion is. Tomorrow we'll discuss exactly who Menachem was. So Hillel and Menachem did not have a machlokas about this because we don't know what Menachem's opinion was. We know what Hillel's opinion was, but after Menachem left, either he went off, the Gemara will tell us, the Tarbus Ra, Nebuch, he went off the Derech, or more likely is that he had to go and work as a court officer. He was instrumental in telling Herod that Herod would become the king, and therefore once he did become the king, so Herod, Hordus, said to him that I want you to work for me, and he left being the Abbeis Din, and instead he went to work for the king. So when Menachem left, so according to this opinion, he didn't go off bad, he just went to work for the king. In fact, some say that they just used the idea that he went off bad, that instead of being the Beis Medrash, he was a public officer. So in any event, Yosef Menachem, Nichlas Shammai, and they had the same machlokas than Hillel and Shammai. Shammai Omer Lo Lismoch, here we list Shammai first, because Hillel always gave tremendous cover to Shammai, so he listed Shammai first, even though Shammai was the Abbeis Din. Shammai Omer Lo Lismoch, and Hillel Omer Lismoch. Hillel said that you do smicha. Finally, the Mishnah tells us what I said before already, Harishonim, Shadim, the first one in each of the Zugos that we said, he was the Nasi, and Ushtim Lehem, and the second one that's mentioned is, now the Girsa that we have is Av, but it says in the Sosa Shas, it should be Avos based because it's talking about plural, it's talking about all of them, so therefore they're all Av based in the plural, they're Avos based in. Okay, Gemara starts off and tells us, Tanur Rabban, we learn in the Braisa, that Shlosha Mizugos HaRishonim Sha'amru Shalo Lismoch, that the first three of these Zugos that said, you shouldn't do Smicha, as well as Ushnayim Mizugos HaChronim Sha'amru Lismoch, as well as the latter two Zugos, who held Lismoch, so Hayu Nisim, these are the Nisim. The first three were the Nisim, the first ones listed, they said, don't do Smicha, and the second ones listed said, do smicha, they were the Av based in, but then it was reversed in generations 4 and 5, that the first ones that were listed, there they said to do smicha, so they were actually the Nasiim, Ushnim Lehem, and the second one mentioned were the Avos based in. So for example, this is Yosef ben Yochanan, Nitai Ar Beili, and Shimon ben Shetach, and then Avtalia and Shammai, they were the ones that were listed first, so they were the Av based in. This is the opinion of Divri Rav Meir. However, the Chachamim disagree. As I pointed out, Yehuda ben Tabai, they say that he was the Av Beis Din, even though he was listed first. Shimon Meshetach was the Nasi, even though he was listed second. So our Mishnah goes according to the first opinion of the Braisa of the Tanakhama, the Divri Rav Meir, but not like the opinion of the Chachamim. Now, Man Tana Luhu Luha the Tana Rabban, who is the author of the following Braisa based on what we just said? Amar. Now again, we have the gears over here, Rebbe Yehuda ben Tabai, but as we pointed out already, the greatness of these first Zugos was that they didn't have the title Rebbe, they were above the title of Rebbe. So it should really be Amar Yehuda ben Tabai, Erev ben Chama. This is the Lashon of Shavuot, Tosus tells us. And he said it should be a Shavuot, so to say. I'm basically saying that this is what happened in Lo Harakti Eid Zomim. I once killed an Eid Zomim. Lahotzi Milibon Shalstukim Shayo Omim in Eidim Zomim Nerogim Ad Sheyahoreg Hanidon. Now, he killed this Eid Zomim, even though technically he shouldn't have been killed, because this Eid Zomim was a single Eid, and in order to give them the punishment, Kasher's own lassos, like they wanted to do, you have to be mezamein both of them. And Yehuda ben Tabai only had proven one of them to be this false witness that others say, Imano Yisim, you were with us at that time. Not that they were contradictory, this is a special din of Eid Zomim, that Reuven and Shimon come along and say, on Tuesday at 10 o'clock, we saw you do this, and then two other witnesses come along, not that they contradict him and say, no, that didn't happen. They say, no, how could you possibly give this testimony on Tuesday at 10 o'clock? You were with us in Chicago on Tuesday at 10 o'clock and not over here in New York where you're claiming you were. This is a special din in the Torah, Gzeres HaKosev, that in that situation, the Edim Zomimim, the new set of witnesses come along and prove that the first set of witnesses are Edim Zomimim, and whatever they try to do, Kasha Zomim Lassos, we punish them. So if they tried to kill somebody, they said he committed adultery, that it was Mechal Shabbos, so then we give that punishment to them. Now, Yehuda ben Tabai said, I did this even though there's only one of them that was made into an Eid Zomim, because Lohotzi Milibon Shel Tzdukim, to take it out from the Tzdukim, who held that that's not the din. Hayu Omrim, the Tzdukim would say, Eidim Zomim Neragim, Achi Yerag Hanidon. They didn't say, Kasha Zomim Lassos, like you wanted to do, they said, only if you kill them. So Reuven and Shimon come along and testify against Yankel, and they kill Yankel based upon that testimony. And only later on come Levi and Yudin and say, hey, Reuven and Shimon, Imano Yisim, you were with us at the time that you testified. So the Tzdukim said, only in that situation do you kill Reuven and Shimon as being Edim Zomim. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is that if you didn't kill them, that's when you give them the punishment as Edim Zomim. If they in fact killed them based upon that, then they're not Edim Zomim. And this is based upon Drashos of Psukim. So Yehuda ben Tabai wanted to take it away from the Tzdukim that they, their way of looking at it was right. So there once was one Eid Zomim who tried to do something, and Yehuda ben Tabai killed that Eid Zomim. So he told this to Shimon Meshetach. Omar Shimon Meshetach. Shimon Meshetach told him, if you did that, then you're wrong. Erev ben Chama, then I swear, if lo shafachto dom noki, you in fact, they had no halachic right to go and kill this person. Well, the Mefarshim explained that technically he did have the halachic right. It's just that Shimon Meshetach felt that he shouldn't have done so, because the Chachamim have what I always call as a super judicial power, that they can do things above the law if they feel that it's necessary for the continuation of society. They can enact certain things and do certain punishments if it's necessary for society to function. And the Gedolim have to say this. The Sanhedrin, the leaders of Klai Yisrael are the ones that can say this. So Yehuda ben Tadai felt this was necessary, but Shimon Meshetach did not. Shariyamu Chachamim, because he said, Ein Eidim Zomim Ne'erogim Achi Zom Shneim. You need to do both of them. And when you did it with only one of them, so maybe you had a technical halachic right to do so, but you shouldn't have done so. Vein Lokin, likewise, you don't kill based upon this unless both of them are Eidim Zomim. Vein Lokin, if they try to give somebody lashes, to give them a malchus, so even if you're a Mezamim, one of them, you don't give them lashes, Achi Zom Shneim, unless both of them are Eidim Zomim. And likewise, we don't make them pay money. Vein Mishal Mamo Achi Zom Shneim. If they try to extract money from Yankel and give it to Yisachar, so then Reuven and Shimon, both of them have to be Eidim Zomim in order to make them pay Kasher Zomim Lassos like they tried to do. So the din is you have to be Mezamim, both of them. And Yehuda ben Tabai only did it with one of them, and therefore Shimon Meshetach tells him, you are wrong. Yehuda ben Tabai took this Musar. This works out very, very well according to the second opinion that says that Shimon Meshetach was a Nasi, and he was only the Ad based in. In any event, Miad, immediately, Kiva love Yehuda ben Tabai, Shein Amor HaLocha, El B'nei Shimon Meshetach. He took it upon himself that in the future he wasn't going to Paskin unless Shimon Meshetach was with him on the based in, or he could run the Psak HaLocha by Shimon Meshetach because he didn't want to make a mistake again in the future. And in fact, Kol Yomam Shayud B'Tabai, Hay Mishtateach Al Kivro Shaloso Harug, Vaya Kol Nishma. Now, he was very regretful that he had done this act of killing this Eid Zomim, even though he halachically had the right to do so, and it's not that he did something that technically was wrong, but he felt that Shimon Meshetach had taught him that he shouldn't have done this, and therefore he went to that grave on a regular basis, and he would bow down at that grave and ask the person who he had killed to forgive him, and you could hear a voice being heard. Now the people thought, Kisur Ma'am Lomar Shekolu Shel Haruko. The Velt thought that the voice that they heard, it was nighttime, whatever, they heard this voice, they couldn't see who the voice was coming from, they thought it was the dead person who was crying out against Yehuda ben Tabai. But Yehuda ben Tabai said, no, it's not true. Omelem kolihu, it's my voice that you're hearing, begging him for mercy, begging him to forgive me. And Teidu, I'll show you that I'm right, Shalomachu umeis, when the day that I die, they ain't kolu nishma, you're not going to hear my voice anymore. Gemara continues, says that's not really a very good proof. Because Amale Ravacha braid the Rav Ravashi. Ravacha, who's the son of Rav, said to Ravashi, maybe Vidilma Payusi Paise. Now that you're dead, so you actually were able to go to him and ask his direct forgiveness, or he took you to a Din Torah in Shemayim, and everything was resolved. Who says it's because you were the one that was saying the voices? Maybe it was really that guy. Now, they're not doubting that it really was Yehuda ben Tabai. Not saying he was a liar, but they're saying that what you're telling us is no proof. Obedina Tabi, maybe he took you to Din Torah. So therefore, you can't bring in proof from here. Tosu says that additionally, why didn't we say, Nishma? He says, when I'm not there, so you don't hear the voice. Only when I'm there do you hear the voice. So that, Tosu says, couldn't have been an answer because maybe the guy doesn't get upset until you come there. When you come there, he all of a sudden, he shries, he screams out, hey, what are you doing here? You caused me to die. So only when he's there does the voice call out. So it's not a raya that the voice is coming from Yehuda ben Tabai. In any event, the Gemara except, so to say, what Yehuda ben Tabai said, but the raya that he brought is not a good raya. Now the Gemara asks, Mani Ha, who is the author of this brayse that we just brought down? Amar Shlomo Rav Meir, if you're telling me that it's Rav Meir, so that works out very well. The Amar Shimon Meshetach was the Abbas, and as I pointed out before, and again, it shouldn't be Rabbi over here, it should be Yehuda ben Tabai, was a Nasi. So therefore, it makes sense to say, Haina de Kamari Alocha ben Shimon Meshetach. That's why in the first place, he was able to go and paskin that this single Eid Echad should be an Eid Zomim, because he was a Nasi, and he didn't have to ask Shimon Meshetach's permission. However, Eli Amar Sarabonon, if you go like the opinion of the Rabbanon, that Yehuda ben Tabai was the Ad based in, and Shimon Meshetach was a Nasi, how did he go and paskin this din without Shimon Meshetach? The Amar Yehuda ben Tabai, Ad based in, and Shimon Meshetach was a Nasi, Ad based in, Bifnei Nasi, Mimor Alocha, how is he allowed to do this? Sumar says, no, that's not a raya. Hello. Because you know what happened? My kibul love the karmar litz tarufe. Dafi litz tarufe, nami lo mitztarfino. So, no. In fact, Yehuda ben Tabai could have been the abbasid and not the nasi. And in fact, he never went and said a halacha or paskid anything in front of Shimon Meshetach before. And it's not like I'm not going to do it anymore now because he never did it beforehand. But what does it mean over here that he was makabel, kibul love the karmar, that he said that he's not going to go and ever judge a case without Shimon Meshetach? That's what he was adding. He says, from now on, I'm going to make sure that he's litz tarufi. He's going to be part of me. Dafi litz tarufi, nami lo mitztarfino. And unless he's there, I won't judge a case, even though technically I would be allowed to. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that originally in the fifth generation of Zugos, you had Hillel and Menachem, but Yotze Menachem left his position as the Av Beis Din, and instead, the Nichlas Shammai v'chulei, and Shammai took over at that point. So I alluded to this before. The Gemara asked, "Leichad Yotze, where did Menachem go?" So Abai Amar Yotze l'tar b'zra. Abai said he went off to Nebuchadnezzar the Derech. He went off to a bad culture. He went off and did things that were inappropriate. That's why he no longer was the Av Beis Din. Rava Amar, Rava says, no. Yotzei l'avodas ha-melech. He went off to go and work by Melech Hardus, the King Herod. And Bryce supports it. Tanya Nami Yochi. Yotzei Menachem l'avodas ha-melech. Menachem went to go and serve the king, and he took with him Yotzei imo shmonim zugos tamidim levushin sirukin. He took with him a whole bunch of tamidim to go and help him take care of the affairs of Klai Yisrael by the court of the king. So he took these 80 tamidim, 80 pairs of tamidim that were all dressed up in all these royal garments, levushin sirukin. And that's why he left, so to say, the Beis Medrash, and he went out into the world on behalf of Klal Yisrael. It's a very interesting story that when he was a little kid, Menachem met up with Hardus, and he told him that someday he was going to be the king. This is brought down in the Teferis Yisrael, the Mishnayis over here. And that's why he eventually, when Herod became the king, so he appointed Menachem to be his royal advisor. Mark continues and says, "Amar Rav Shemen bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Shemen Rabbi said, 'Amar Rav Yochanan, liola ate shvus kala b'enecha. Don't take lightly a shvus, a din derabbanon. When the rabbi said, 'Don't do something,' don't take it lightly. Shari smicha, which is a shvus derabbanon, ain't a well mishum shvus. It's a din derabbanon. Nevertheless, we have the five generations of zugos in echel gubal gedoli hador. They kept on arguing about, are you allowed to do this on Yom Tov or not? Mark says, obviously pshita. Obviously, this din of smicha is only a din derabbanon because animals muktzah, so muktzah is a whole din derabbanon. What's the problem over here? Why did Rav Yochanan tell us this din? Oh, don't take a derabbanon lightly. Of course it's a derabbanon. What's the issue? So he says, no, shvutz mitzvah, it's richalei. He's telling us over here that even though you're going to follow this din derabbanon, it's going to prevent you from doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah of smicha, and that's the chiddush. Of course, that's not such a chiddush. That's obviously what we're talking about. Honami pshita. That's the whole din. Can you do smicha or not? We know that you're not going to be doing the mitzvah of smicha if we don't let you do smicha. Someone says, no, you might have thought that you were arguing about how you do smicha. So therefore, there is an opinion that says that smicha doesn't have to be done. Smicha is not ma'akev, at least on certain korbanos. So you might have thought that that's what they're arguing about. When they said, lismoch, lo lismoch, is it all? Not that you can't do it on yontif. So kamash v'lon, so the chiddush is, b'shvus hu depligi, they're arguing over here, on yontif, when it's a shvus, so there are those of the zugos that say, no, you still do it, lismoch, and there are those that say, no, you don't do it in that situation. The shvus, the rabbanon, knocks aside this mitzvah d'oraisa. Don't think that they're not talking about that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Everybody agrees that the smicha is a d'oraisa. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochama, Shema Mino Smicha B'kol Kocho B'inon. You clearly see from here that the mitzvah of doing smicha, this mitzvah d'oraisa of doing smicha, is something that has to be done with all of your strength. Because the Yisrael Kedai Techivi, you would think, Lo B'inon B'kol Kocho, that you only need to do with all of your strength. So then, Maiko Ovid. So then what's he doing? No big deal. Lismo, there's not a problem over here with doing smicha by just touching the animal, and therefore there is no problem over here that you're using the animal in some way by leaning on it and supporting your body. So there's no muksa concern over here. You're not moving the animal, you're not really supporting yourself with it. So then, if you didn't have to do it b'kol kocho, then there would be no machlokas over here. Everybody would say you can touch the animal, it's not a problem, you're not moving the animal, and it's not supporting you, so you're not using the animal on yontif. So then, even if you hold that you're not allowed to go and use the animal, here you're not using the animal. So obviously it must be that you must do it b'kol kocho. Ah, now we get into the machlokas. Can you or can you not do smicha on yontif? That's what Rabbi Bochama tells us. More questions. This more says, Meisvei, wait a second. The pasuk tells us, Daber el b'nei Yisrael. And the full pasuk is, V'marta lehem odom ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem min ha-behemon min ha-bekor min ha-tzon takrivas korban chem. And then it says a little bit later on, V'samach yodo arosh ha-olah v'nirtzol l'chaper olah. There's a pasuk in between, but these are the two critical parts of the pasuk that we're interested in right now. So it says the Klai Yisrael has to be V'samach, right? There's a pasuk Gimel in this perek that's not discussed here. We had pasuk Beis, pasuk Dalet that I just read to you. And therefore, Klai Yisrael has to be V'samach. Now, B'nei Yisrael somchin v'im b'nos Yisrael somchos. This teaches us that it says B'nei Yisrael, the men, but not the women. That's the opinion over here of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi, now the Gears of Weas, Rabbi Shmuel, but it says that it should be Rabbi Shimon and the Masoros HaShas, so it's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they both say, Omrim, B'nos Yisrael Somchus Rishus. If the women wish to, they're allowed to go do the smicha. And I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Soch li Abo Elozor. I was taught by Abo Elozor, one time there was a calf, an eagle is a calf, that was a shlomim, a carbon shlomim. And we brought it into the Ezra's Noshim because it was a woman's carbon. And the women who had brought this carbon, they put their hands on it and they did smich on it. Now, Lo mipnei she smicha v'nashim, not because women are obligated to do smicha, but no, elu k'dei lasus nachas ruach l'nashim, to make them happy. The women wanted to, they saw the men doing this mistama, and they wanted to do it as well, so we made the women happy and let them do this. Now, the Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be. V'yisal k'dei tuch smicha b'kol kocha b'ina. If you're telling me, like you, Rami Rachama, said, that you have to do smicha b'kol kocha, and that's why we can have a machlokas, yes, smicha or not smicha on yantiv, so then, if they wanted to make the women happy, they would have to let them go and do smicha b'kol kocha. And how are you allowed to do that? Mishum nachas ruach denoshim, to make the woman happy. Adina nabori b'kochim, would we let them do something that they weren't required to do? They were using the carbon. Would we let them do that? Obviously not. Ella, what must it be? Ella shemami no lo binim kol kocha. They didn't do b'kol kocha, so no big deal. So Mor says, that's incorrect. Lo lom, em aloch, b'inim kol kocha. No, in fact, Rami B'chama is right. You have to do b'kol kocha. But the Amalahu, Akvu Yadaichu, they told the women to just do it without kochan. They didn't do it with all of their strength. Mor says, then what's the purpose of doing it? Yahi, lo b'nei smicha b'nashim. Not because there's a mitzvah doing smicha b'nashim, tabulay the anal smicha klal, because there is no mitzvah of smicha at all. So don't say lo b'nei smicha b'nashim, not because the mitzvah for the women, you should have just said that because there is no mitzvah at all. So the Gemara says, that's what we tell us. Omer Ravami, Chada, because there is no mitzvah, that's why they didn't have to do it because Kochan. And number two, the old Kamar, they said an additional thing, Chada, the less mitzvah Kochan. Number one, there is no obligation, so therefore we don't make them do it because Kochan, because that would not be allowed. But even if you want to give them a Nachas Ruach, so that's fine. Okay, they allow us Nachas Ruach and Nashim, so that we can have them go and touch it and not do it because Kochan, and that's allowed. Finally, Omar Rapapa. Rapapa says, Shmami, no, another thing that we can learn from here is Stodin Asurim, that you're not allowed to go push on the sides of the animal on Shabbos or Yontif as well, not only on the back of the animal. Because Diksa Kadayatok Stodin Mutarim, if he's saying that one can fulfill the mitzvah of Smicha doing it on the sides and not on the top, so then Lismoch, now the Girsu that we have, Litstodin, but it really should be, the Bach tells us in this situation, Lismoch Arosha, if you're telling me that the head and the sides are the same, and that the sides are no good, so shmamina, that here, you see from here that the sides are no good, otherwise why not do it on the head? So therefore, if you're not allowed to do it on the head, you're not allowed to do it on the sides, oh, we understand that. However, el shmamina, stodim asurim, that's what you see from here, that it's stodim asurim, because otherwise, just do it on the head. That would not be a problem. If you're telling me that you could be yotzi doing it on the head, therefore it must be that the sides and the head, which have the same halachic status, are not allowed as well, to do smicha on them on yontif, just like you're not allowed to do it on the gav, on the back of the animal. And we conclude today's shiur with Yudzayin Amud Aleph. We go to the very beginning of the top of the daf. Rav Ashi disagrees with this. He says, Rav Ashi ma'afilu teimot tzadim utarim. No, technically, you're allowed to use the sides of the animal. Aye, then why can't you do the smicha on the head? Kol d'bahad de gabah, ke gabah domi. No, the head would be like the back. So therefore, as Rashi tells us, varo shove begova legava behema. So the head has the same din as the back. The sides, you're allowed to use the sides. You can't do smicha on the sides, but you're allowed to use the sides. That's not a problem. You can't learn out from here that you can't use the sides of the animal. But you can only learn out from here that the head has the same din as the back. And neither of those two, according to the opinion, says you don't do smicha on yontif, can you lean on them? Bechol kochan. Again, a little bit of tough shear at the end, but with this we conclude today's shear.